Do you remember Benjamin Franklin, who said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety? Remember Waco and Ruby Ridge? Now imagine that they were merely seized quietly and held without charge after being declared enemy combatants by the president. The Military Commissions Act of 2006, passed and signed in October 2006, gives that power to whoever is president, and Bush will not be president forever. Who is the next president? Will they disapprove of your values and declare you an enemy combatant and simply hold you without charge, without resolution, indefinitely? It's already happened to Joseph Padilla. With a change in presidents, could it be you or someone you love or believe in? Have we thrown Benjamin Franklin's warning to the winds of war and inverted the last great president to win the last great just war, Franklin Roosevelt, who said we have nothing to fear but fear itself? Maybe what we have to fear are those who voted for the Military Commissions Act of 2006 that dramatically alters the balance of powers between branches of our government that has developed from the U.S. Constitution put in place by our founders to prevent tyranny. Consider calling your congressperson or senator, asking them if they voted for the Military Commissions Act of 2006. You could ask yourself, does anyone who votes to unbalance the balance of powers that has kept us free for 230 years deserve to be democratically elected? You can find links and discussion at www.IamNotAfraidOfOsama.com.